Good morning. The reading today is taken from John chapter 5, verses 1 to 3 and 5 to 16. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has five porticoes. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take it up and walk'?" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Then the Jews started persecuting Jesus because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. The lame man beside the pool was unable to reach the water when the water was stirred because he had no one to help him. Yet for 38 years he had come to the pool. He believed that if he could just reach the stirred water, he would be cured. When Jesus saw him and learned of his condition, he said, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was physically cured. The man did not have to enter the water. Jesus healed him. Why, you may ask then, the reference to the pool and the water in this reading and in the readings from Ezekiel and the Psalm? When we enter into faith, we are blessed or baptized with water to signify cleansing, a new beginning or new life, just as Jesus did when he was baptized in the Jordan. But this man was not touched by water. He was cured by Jesus and told, "Get up and walk." Later in the reading, in verse 14, Jesus found the man in the temple and told him, "Stop sinning." This is both physical and spiritual healing by Jesus. God's forgiveness of sin is the greatest gift we will ever receive, and one we must always be aware of in our earthly life. at this time of Lent, we should reflect on this forgiveness. As Jesus suffered death and rose again for us all, for the forgiveness of our sin and the promise of eternal life. Don't make up petty rules about working on the Sabbath like the Pharisees in the reading did. God's word is quite clear on this point. He rested on the seventh day, but he didn't give up doing good. Without some work on the Sabbath, the world would descend into chaos. Jesus is demonstrating or showing to us that when the chance to do good presents itself, we must never ignore it. We should not put off doing good because we have to go out, or say, we'll do it later, or, but it's Sunday, the day of rest. The reading from Ezekiel continues the theme of water flowing from God's temple, the water of life. Verse 12, on the banks on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary, or put more simply, from God. A reminder that everything we have is God's gift, despite what many people think. And when we turn to God in faith, we receive all this: his forgiveness, his guidance, and the promise of eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your creation and everything you give us. Help us to be good stewards of your creation. We thank you for your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who suffered death for us, so that we are forgiven and live our life with you now and forevermore. Amen.